Hello, Guilty Feminists. This is producer Tom here. Deborah is in Australia at the moment, and so I'm just jumping in to give you a few quick announcements. First of all, if you are in Australia, Deborah's tour there continues. You can see The Guilty Feminist recorded live in Perth on Monday the 20th of May, Sydney on Thursday the 23rd of May, Melbourne on Saturday 25th of May, Brisbane Monday 27th of May, and we finish in Canberra on Tuesday 28th of May. If London is closer to home, we'll be recording Guilty Feminist episodes at our regular home of King's Place on the 12th of June and the 15th of July. And we also have a special episode of Global Pillage, the comedy panel show where two teams of comedians take on the hive mind of the audience. That's hosted by Abigailia Shimon, and it's on Monday the 17th of June. And finally, if you're going to be at the Edinburgh Fringe, The Guilty Feminist will be recording three live episodes at the Gilded Balloon at the Museum on August the 12th to the 14th at 7:40 p.m. For tickets and more information about all of these, go to guiltyfeminist.com. And now, on with the podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, Guilty Feminist. I just wanted to pop into your inbox to say thank you so much to everyone who came to the premiere of Say My Name, the film that I wrote and have a cameo in, also starring Sindhu V. If you weren't able to come, guess what? It's going to be on the 1st of April, next Monday, in Camden Town at the Odeon. And if you go to the Camden Odeon website, Say My Name, you'll be able to get tickets. It's at 8 p.m. If you can't come to that, but you live in London, put the 23rd of April in your diary now. Tickets aren't on sale yet, but I'll let you know more, 23rd of April. If you're in Norwich, I'll be with you on the 2nd of April. If you are in Birmingham, I'll be with you on the 7th of April. And if you are in Oxford, I'll be with you on the 16th of April, all at the Odeon. So that's 1st in Camden, 2nd in Norwich, 7th in Birmingham, 16th in Oxford and 23rd back in London. And also thank you so much to everyone who came and marched with us at the People's March. We really, really hope to be getting some good news soon. And thank you also to everyone who signed the petition. All right. And if you come to one of the screenings, come up afterwards, say hi, let's get a selfie together, and I'm happy to sign your book. So bring it if you have it. Thank you so much for listening. And now here is a sneaky preview of an upcoming episode of The Guilty Feminist.
International Women's Day by being so controversial, but I have to do it. I'm just going to deal with the consequences, okay? I just hope that you guys can hear me out because I know that this subject is really close to your British hearts. Why the fuck does anyone care what Louis Theroux has to say? Who made him an authority? Why is he in charge? Why is he come? Don't you boo at me. The tough stuff. Yeah. Why is he mansplaining? Why do we let him do this? Just go into people's lives and ruin their sense of selves. It's like his superpower is using like British politeness and witticisms to trick American people into admitting they're dumb. It's so messed up. It's not okay. I don't know. I just don't ever want to meet him. I'm like, Kima, would you say that you love comedy? Yeah, Louis, love it. So happy to be doing it. I'm going to give it my all. That's interesting. Would you say that this low attendance is normal at this point in your career? Louis, think if you give the audience a chance, they'll build. Kima, would you say that a deep-seated sense of inadequacy has led you to expose yourself to strangers in this way? Louie, leave me alone, man. Just trying to do my jokes. My last name is Bob, which is not a comedy name. It's a family name. It's a real one. It's a whole gaggle of Bobs. It's bunches of us. We got twins, Brandon and Bradley. In my sibling group, we're Kima, Colin, and Kamala. We're like the KKK's worst nightmare. It's out of control. The last name Bob is quite interesting because it's like the whitest first name is my last name. It's very unsettling. Because there are only a few ways it could happen. But don't worry, you guys. I'm chill, you know? Why be upset about slavery? The trauma is only in my DNA. It's fine. It's not a big deal. I feel some tension in the room. I'm gonna swim in that. Does anyone have a jar backstage? I'd like to save some of this tension for the morning. It's amazing.
Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.